Las Cruces, we know mornings are hard. And we're making them harder by coming down hard on you. These are your local news updates.
What's going on today?
Jack and Lynn's, where mornings are harder with 99.5.
Taking a look at your newscast this morning, I'm going to warn you right now that this has been dubbed Unstable Thursdays here at the Rocket. In our first story, a New Mexico man stabbed, severely beat, and kidnapped his mother and another person, then threw his mother off a bridge into the Rio Grande in broad daylight after he said he heard voices coming through the television telling him to go to his mother's house and get the clones out. Martin Montano, 26 years old, told detectives that he tossed his 61-year-old mother, Hope Montano, from a bridge in Albuquerque on Tuesday after stabbing and choking her at her Albuquerque home. Witnesses told police that after they saw Martin Montano of Albuquerque take his mother out of a trunk and throw her over the bridge, he also tried to toss the other beaten and stabbed victim, later identified as Francisco Dominguez. The police said witnesses stopped Montano, who then fled in his vehicle. Dominguez, believed to be the housemate of the mother, was left on the side of the road near the bridge. Both badly beaten victims were taken to the Albuquerque hospital, where they are now listed in stable condition. Martin Montano was later stopped and arrested by police. And records show that Montano was also arrested back in August of 2012 for false imprisonment and battery against his mother. In that case, Montano had been seen by officers restraining his mother from opening the door to allow police in and pushing her to the ground and shouting, "You have demons in you!" Police said Montano's mother declined to give a written statement at that time, but did request information on getting a protective order against her son. In another story, sad, out of Las Vegas, New Mexico, authorities say a man walked into a New Mexico store and then fatally shot himself in the head. Las Vegas police investigators are still surveying the scene of Wednesday afternoon's shooting, trying to piece together the events surrounding the apparent suicide. Police say the man walked into the BR store, asked to see a handgun, then loaded it with his own bullets. The Vegas Optic is reporting that store personnel tried to wrestle the gun from him, but the man got control and shot himself. Police say the man has been identified as Michael Parson, and he was in his 50s. His family has been notified. And in our final story this morning, here's our Tom Clancy novel coming back into play. A Democratic political consultant controlled a computer account that contained email allegedly hijacked from Republican Governor Susana Martinez's campaign system, according to federal record that was made public yesterday afternoon. Consultant Jason Laura was actually arrested last week on child pornography charges. Sexually explicit images of children were found when the FBI searched Laura's Albuquerque home last year as part of an investigation into someone taking unauthorized control over the campaign email system after Martinez became governor in 2011. This story is riddled with crazy details. If you're interested in getting caught up to date, because seriously, there are about six different articles that'll get you through it, you can check it out at LasCrucesSunNews.com.
9:33, we're at the bottom of the hour. Here's begin to wrap it up. Lock it up, baby. It's New Rock from Middle Class Rut. Ed Betty. Mornings are hard. KXPZ.
Las Cruces, we know mornings are hard. And we're making them harder by coming down hard on you. These are your local news updates.
What's going on today?
Jack and Lynn's, where mornings are harder. With 99.5.
A Canateo man faces a host of charges after leading officers on a chase that involved a stolen vehicle. 31-year-old Jesus Sandoval was pulled over Sunday morning in a truck that had been reported stolen from Anthony, New Mexico. He drove away, losing control of the vehicle twice during the chase that ended in Texas, eventually crashing into an Anthony police officer's unit. No injuries were reported. Sandoval is charged with aggravated fleeing from a law enforcement officer, possession of a stolen vehicle, and criminal damage to property. One legislator is proposing that New Mexico voters change the state constitution to prohibit governors from killing legislation through pocket vetoes. Pocket vetoes occur when bills approved by the legislature die when a governor doesn't act on a bill by a deadline for signings or vetoes after a legislative session's end. There's no requirement that governors explain pocket vetoes. The Albuquerque Journal reports that Democratic Senator Jacob Candelaria of Albuquerque says his proposed constitutional amendment would correct a situation in which too much power is invested in one branch of the government. The proposed constitutional change would require the governor to either approve or veto the act. The Gus Macker 3-on-3 basketball tournament will not be coming back to Las Cruces next year. The Boys and Girls Club Board decided not to do it anymore, stating stating that cost and the work involved just wasn't worth it. The Las Cruces Sun News reports the tournament will still stop in Alamogordo, Artesia, and Hobbs this spring and summer. The Gus Macker website, macker.com, has more details. For the Bravo Mike Radio Network, I'm Lindsay Green.
Kids gotta find something to do to keep them out of trouble. Here's Korn. Never, never. Mornings are hard, KXBZ.